I'm Tom Rowe with the WGXC News Update. Go to WGXC.org for more information about anything you hear here. Eric Anderson reports in the Albany Times-Union that Empire Broadcasting shut down WPTR, WABY, and WAIX on May 13th. And the reason was, quote, the reason was declining revenue, unquote, said Joe Riley, the partner managing the operations, May 18th. Quote, we've been losing money, unquote. WPTR was airing Bloomberg Financial News on 1240 AM. WABY played an adult album alternative format on 900 AM. And WAIX 106.1 FM aired hot adult contemporary music. Previously, Empire Broadcasting sold off WJKE 101.3 FM, called The Jockey, for $550,000 to suburban Sacramento, California-based Educational Media Foundation, which runs more than 240 stations playing adult contemporary Christian music. Quote, Jockey essentially got us out of debt, unquote, Riley said May 18th. Quote, we paid off the banks, we paid off the loan, unquote. Riley said, we've had some tire kickers, unquote, considering buying the other station. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. Eric Anderson reports to the Albany Times-Union that upstate Amtrak trains that normally arrive at Penn Station in New York City will end their trips at Grand Central Terminal beginning May 26th. It is the second summer in a row that the train tracks entering Penn Station are under construction, and the destination of Empire Service train commuters is switched to Grand Central. The switch will last through September 4th. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. Richard Moody reports for Columbia Green Media that many people turned out May 17th as the New Lebanon Town Board held a public hearing at the New Lebanon Firehouse about Columbia County's plan to sell a small property to the Corkscrew Rail Trail Association for $500. The property at 16 Lovers Lane is assessed at $25,700. The trail is planned for the former Rutland Railroad bed from Bennington, Vermont to Chatham, New York. Several Columbia County Board of Supervisors committees have voted for the sale, but the full board approval was withdrawn from the April 11th meeting after a few supervisors said they were against taking the property off the tax rolls for the nonprofit Rail Trail Association. At the hearing, speakers advocated on all sides, but most favored the property sale. Next, the New Lebanon Town Board will vote June 12th, and then the County Board of Supervisors will vote on the issue July 11th. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. I'm Tom Rowe reporting for WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, listener-supported, creative community radio.